This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukraine's president says the Ukrainian military has regained control of the Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Our soldiers have now managed to take under their control the territory on the border where the Russian invaders entered. I thank every unit that provides the necessary results in the destruction of the occupier. Zelensky's announcement appeared to be clashing with those made by Russian officials. Russian news reported that Viktor Vodolatsky, a member of Russia's parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, which is 3 miles inside the border of Kharkiv. Ukraine's problems have been mounting in recent months as it tries to hold out against Russia, and the war appears to be at a critical juncture. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried by a massive landslide that leveled a remote village near northern Papua New Guinea, according to local media reports. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the story.
The landslide leveled homes in Enga province, around 370 miles north of the capital, Port Moresby. Videos verified by Reuters show men digging through soil, clambering over rocks, uprooted trees, and mounds of dirt, searching for survivors. Papua New Guinea's media, citing a member of the country's parliament, said the landslide buried over 8,000 homes.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Police in India say that at least 27 people, including children, have been killed in a major fire at an amusement park. The blaze broke out Saturday at the park in the western city of Rashkot in Gujarat state. A police officer said that the bodies were difficult to identify. Another police officer said that the fire was under control and the cause was under investigation. The amusement park was privately owned, and Police Commissioner Raju Bhargava said that authorities will file a case of negligence against the owner. This is VOA News. Efforts to draft a pandemic treaty falter as countries disagree on how to respond to the next emergency. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
After millions of deaths, unprecedented lockdowns, and economic impacts of COVID-19, World Health Organization member countries work to set guidelines on how to stop future pandemics and better share resources. But the 194 members are unable to agree to a draft treaty before Monday's annual meeting in Geneva, although they vow to keep trying. Negotiators, among other things, are trying to bridge the gap that occurred between COVID vaccine availability in richer and poorer countries. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Africa's four main political parties have begun a final weekend of campaigning before a possibly pivotal election that could bring the country's most important change in 30 years. The long-ruling African National Congress has been in the government ever since the end of white minority rule in 1994. Supporters gathered at a soccer stadium in Johannesburg on Saturday to hear party leader and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa speak. The ANC is under unprecedented pressure to keep hold of its parliamentary majority in Africa's most advanced country. Wednesday's vote could be a landmark moment when the party was once led by Nelson Mandela drops below 50% of the vote for the first time. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is scheduled to make an official visit to Cambodia, one of China's closest allies in Southeast Asia, after holding talks with his Chinese counterpart at an annual security conference in Singapore. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Defense Department said Austin would travel next week to Singapore, Cambodia, and France. He will visit Cambodia June 4th after attending the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Among the talks he is planning, there is one with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Jun. The encounter would be part of an effort to patch up ties that have deteriorated over Beijing's aggressive policies toward Taiwan and its vast territorial claims in the South China Sea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Four people were hurt and one was arrested when supporters of Iran's authorities clashed with anti-government protesters at a London event marking the death of Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi. The Metropolitan Police Force said officers were called Friday evening to, quote, reports of disorder at a venue in the West London area of Wembley. The force said one person was arrested on suspicion of violent disorder. Four people were treated by paramedics for injuries that are not thought to be life-threatening or life-changing. Raisi died alongside the country's foreign minister and six others in a crash in the country's mountainous northwest on Sunday. London is home to a large Iranian community, most of whom left in the years since the country's Islamic Revolution in 1979. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.